Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Lauder Podcast. My name is Edward, and today I'll be speaking with Richard Sprague. Richard is a graduate of the Japanese program at the Lauder Institute and currently works within the Macintosh Business Unit at Microsoft.
All right, well, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, good talking to you, too. So, do you want to get started?
Sure.
If you could just discuss your background before you came to Lauder and sort of what got you interested in the program, if you had some international experience before you came.
Sure, yeah. Well, I have always been interested in technology. For the last few years, I've been living in Beijing, working at Microsoft, but this has been an interest of mine since grade school. And technology and the future, when you were back in the 70s, 80s, which is when I was in high school and college, a lot of that revolved around Japan. And so I had the idea after college that I wanted to somehow or another finagle a job in Japan, which I did. And I worked there for a couple years as an engineer. And at the time, I quickly started to realize that I could probably make more of an impact if I was not in engineering, if I was more on the business side. And so that's when I started getting interested more in Lauder. And so I'd been in Japan already for 3 years by the time that I applied.
I see. Did you study Japanese as an undergraduate?
Yeah, I did. But I think what a lot of the prospective Lauder applicants that you're talking to will understand, that although I studied Japanese for about 2 years in college, the language that I studied in college and the language that I used every day in Japan were totally different things.
Sure.
So I feel like I learned everything after I got to Japan. You just really have to be in the country to feel like you understand the language.
What were you doing in Japan at the time? Were you in technology or were you in business?
Yeah, I was working. No, so before Lauder, I was working in engineering. I was a software developer at NEC Corporation at the time, which at the time was the big PC manufacturer. And
sure.
And I was living and working around people who only spoke Japanese. So before I came to Lauder, then it was 3 years of pretty full time, intensive, speaking the language.
Great. So I'm sure that gave you a solid foundation, at least in Japanese, before you came.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So after graduation, where did you end up going? Did you live abroad?
Well, yes, I did. Lauder made it easy for me to switch because I wanted to go. I wanted to be more, like I said, on the business side. After graduation, I went to work for Apple, and I went to work in Japan. In those days, both Apple and Japan were just nothing like they are today. Japan was right at the peak of its bubble, so everybody talked about Japan. It was a big deal to be somebody who could speak Japanese and understand Japanese, etc. And Apple was known, but it wasn't anything like it was today. So I felt like I was in the ground floor of the of what was going on with Apple and technology in those days. And it turned out, in retrospect, it was right at the peak of what was going on in Japan. But the thing I would say that in terms of like my relationship with Lauder as a result is that because I was there at Lauder at the time, I was in the Japanese program. I had a lot of good friends in the program with me, and we're all still great friends to this day. The people that I met at Lauder have been, my good friends, for all of these years. And I think that was the biggest thing that I brought back from, back from my Lauder career. And those are people that are friends to the degree, like if, my friends, if I'm in another country or another town or something like that, I'll stay at their house, they'll stay with me, so we're still really, really good buddies. And that all started at Lauder.
Yeah, it always amazes me. Just about anywhere you can imagine in the world, there's usually a Lauder alum or a Wharton alum that you can find.
Yeah.
So I know you mentioned working in Japan with Apple, and I know most recently you've worked in China with Microsoft. Given that you have a background in Japanese, you studied Japanese at Lauder, how did your education prepare you for moving to China?
Well, China and Japan are very different, and I guess that's the main thing I think I learned out of Lauder. At the time, I was young and a lot more foolish than I am today. I thought that I was only interested in Japan, but Lauder made me study Asian studies, and so I did have to take classes to get a little bit of background in China as well. And this is back in the early 90s, where nobody could have predicted that China would turn out the way that it did. But because I had that background, and because over the 90s and over the 2000s, China really started to take off, and Japan was less of an important place for business after that. But I think that Lauder gave, in addition to that education, specifically like forcing me to learn a little bit about China, also gave me a sensitivity to how cultures are different and how to look at a country like China through a different sense, you know, of both business wise and both culturally, that I think I wouldn't have gotten otherwise. One of the things I would notice is that it's easy when you're living in another country for a while. It's easy to feel like everybody loves you, and the temptation is because everybody in this country likes me, or maybe it's because I'm great.
Sure.
Other top certain level of humility that I think has done me well in my career.
Right, and I think that speaks to the goal of the program. It's not just language, but language and culture, like you were saying before, vis-a-vis Asian studies, history classes, things like that.
Especially like a place like China, which is a huge country, it's easy to lump it all together, and it's easy to think that, oh yeah, I read a Business Week article about China, so now I'm an expert. But I think that going through a lot of program. And having spent time in another country also just taught me that, you know what, the differences are huge, and I think that makes me a better manager of people too, because I'm a lot more sensitive to the fact that you can't just lump everybody all together.
Definitely. I guess shifting gears a little bit, you mentioned how you keep in touch with your classmates at Lauder. I saw on Twitter actually that you this summer spent some time with the Lauder students while they were on their immersion trip. I guess, could you just talk about maybe the Lauder alumni community in general, or maybe how you've been able to give back to current students?
Yeah, like I said, I'm still in close contact with all of my Lauder friends. But it also means that when I'm in a new country, like when my wife and I moved to China, it was just very easy to pick up and start meeting, the friends that were there. And it turns out that the people who've stuck with, the people who are living in China right now, a lot of them are, have been there for a long time, and so they know a lot about the country. And so that was a wonderful, experience to be able to talk and learn a little bit more about them. But then when I meet the Lauder students there as well, I just enjoy that because they're all coming from a fresh perspective. They're all really, really, they have great qualifications. Very humbling to talk to them about some of the things that they do. But it's also just a great way to, for me, to get a little bit of a sense of what the next generation of people who are going to be great, Chinese business people are like. So that's always fun. I enjoy hanging out with them. The other thing is, while they're here in Beijing, they do these corporate visits, and I've always enjoyed at Microsoft to host them. And again, I think this is a great opportunity for them because. And when I look back on my Lauder days, also the summer immersion program, when I got to do these visits to companies that I didn't realize so much at the time, but this was just a fantastic opportunity to see a part of the industry or see industries and see places that that were just never possible to do before.
To see, I guess, a real world application of what you're learning in the classroom so early on is I'm sure valuable as well.
Yeah, and again, I thought that the when the students do come to Microsoft, many of them have no technology background at all. But because of that diversity, and because of the most of them know quite a bit about China already. They're able to provide some insights to me too, as a as a Microsoft manager that's just trying to understand more about how my users think and how the culture of China thinks. I just find interactions with these Lauder students to be great because they know a lot of things that I just don't know.
Sure. Could you explain what you do at Microsoft currently?
Well, for the last 3 years, I've been managing an engineering team that develops actually Macintosh software. And so that's been a great experience to work with what we do on Apple platforms. And then we also brought out the first version of Macintosh Office for China. So gave me and my team a great opportunity to go and learn a little bit more about how the Apple and Macintosh markets work in China. And of course, this is an incredible time when so much of technology is just exploding and there's so much going on in China. So that was just it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Do you have any advice for someone looking at the program, thinking of applying?
Well, I have a couple of things. First of all, if you're like me and you're trying to make a career switch, so like I was trying to get from engineering into business, or if you're trying to make a switch from one industry to another, one of the Lauder students that I met, I guess last summer, was trying to get from journalism to finance. I think that Lauder is a great opportunity for you to do that because it gives you a chance to sit back and really learn a couple of skills that you don't have otherwise. And then potential employers will look at you a little differently. And I think that's a wonderful opportunity. But the thing that I'd give, I guess, two pieces of advice to prospective students. The number one is focus on the people because, like I said, the friends that I made through Lauder have been friends throughout life, and And that's just been extremely, extremely wonderful. And I think whatever your plans are, you should look at what kind of people that you're going to end up associating with, because those people, you know, if you end up in a place like Lauder, those people will be wonderful people that will follow you the rest of your life. And the second advice I guess I would give is, you know, don't be afraid of your student loans. I think I and a bunch of my friends have made suboptimal decisions in life. Oh my God, how much money is that going to be? But once you get in the business world and once you start, you know, start understanding a little bit more about how business works and that kind of thing, those loans will not seem that important anymore. So that's my other piece of advice.
That's definitely good advice, and I think that's certainly a consideration for a lot of people looking at the program. So that's very helpful. Okay, well, thank you for your time today. Appreciate your coming in and talking to us.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. I guess I'd just like to say good luck to everyone applying. I think it's a great program.
And thank you for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast.